All right, welcome to our first of what will probably be many pop-up podcasts. I don't know what to call these yet. Pupcasts?
Pop-up podcast.
What?
Triple P.
The triple P?
Pop-up Powerbomb podcast.
Oh, God, that's too much. I don't know. We'll come up with a name. It's the first one of them, though. Anyways, basically, we're just quickly going into tonight's NXT TakeOver and tomorrow's Royal Rumble, and it's the Birdman and LBJ here just to try to relay our picks and predictions for the show, and yeah, so let's just go right into it. NXT TakeOver Phoenix is tonight. And it starts at 6 o'clock Eastern time. And so the first match on the card is Matt Riddle versus Cassius Ohno. Who you got?
Matt Riddle. Just because he knocked him out in five seconds.
Yeah, I don't see Matt Riddle not winning here. I always want a Cassius Ohno push, but right now, especially between those two, would not be the time for that. Riddle needs to keep moving up.
Yeah.
So, I'm going Riddle as well. Next match, NXT North American Championship, Ricochet versus Johnny Gargano.
I want to see Johnny kick him in a ding-ding win.
Yeah.
He hasn't had a title.
What is that?
He hasn't had a title.
He hasn't.
He's gotten this out long.
He hasn't, but This could be his first, but it's just I'm curious to see how it's gonna go because of him and like Ciampa's like weird friendship again thing. Like, are they gonna help each other? Is one gonna screw over the other one because of trying to help? Like, what kind of situations are we gonna have here? I'm gonna say that Ricochet retains.
Oh, is that first difference of the night?
Well, it's only the second match, too, so. All right, NXT Tag Team Championship, Undisputed Era versus the War Raiders.
Undisputed Era. Shenanigans. Nah, I don't know. That's a tough one because I think they've been tag champions long enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they can win them back at some point in time. But I think it's going to be a good match because usually when it's a tag team match with them, it's pretty damn good. Especially when it's with Mustache Mountain or something. So I think it's like I said, War Raiders.
I'm going to go with War Raiders too. I think that this one might be the surprise of they try some kind of shenanigans and it doesn't really work out for them. And then War Raiders pick up the win because of it. So, yeah. The next match is the NXT Women's Championship, which is Shayna Baszler versus Bianca Belair. I think Baszler's keeping it. Not that I don't like Belair, I just think Baszler's keeping it.
Yeah, I just don't think Belair is, like, to the point where she needs to be a champion at all. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Because I really don't think she's where she needs to be.
I mean, they're doing good stuff with her, but yeah, I agree. It's kind of like the Ohno and Riddle thing. Ohno's not where he needs to be in order to get a win over Riddle at the moment, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So there's that one. And then the main event, NXT Championship, Tommaso Ciampa versus Aleister Black. Who you got?
Ciampa.
You're going Ciampa?
I'm going Ciampa because I think Aleister's been showing up at the Rumble.
I don't know if Aleister's showing up at the Rumble, but I think he's coming up to the main roster, and I'm going to say Ciampa as well. So, for NXT, it looks like We have two out of the five matches that we don't agree on. The North American Championship. Wait, did you go Undisputed Era or did you go War Raiders?
I went War Raiders.
Oh, I did too. Okay, so there's only one. There's only one. And that's the NXT North American Championship. Well, I guess we'll see tonight on that one.
Johnny kicking in the bing bing.
It all rides on him and Ricochet's shoulders for that. But all right, we'll go ahead and go over to the Royal Rumble. And we'll start with the Cruiserweight Championship. Buddy Murphy versus Kalisto versus Tozawa versus Hideo Itami.
I say Buddy Murphy will keep it.
I think it's Itami's time.
You think so?
Yep, I think Itami's going to win it.
Uncle Itami should have been champion for NXT a long time ago, and he went to 205.
I think Itami wins it, and it sets up Kushida.
Oh.
I don't know if Kushida will debut at NXT.
I think he'll probably be in the crowd, if anything.
Oh, yeah, but I think he might show up to 205 Live, at least for a little bit, for the whole Itami thing. That's what I'd like to see happen. So I'm going to go Itami.
Okay.
And you're going Buddy Murphy?
Yeah.
Already starting off with differences. All right, United States Championship, Rusev versus Nakamura.
I want Rusev to retain.
Rusev's going to retain, I'm pretty sure. I don't see why they'd give him to him that quick just to turn around and lose it.
Well, I think that on Thursday, if Nakamura's contract to run out.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there.
I don't think they'll keep him. I think he wants out.
I mean, feel like him going back to New Japan might be hard on him, especially with age and stuff.
Well, that's true, too.
But you never know. So, but we both got Rusev, so it's going to be a Rusev day at the Rumble, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
SmackDown Tag Team Championship, The Bar versus Miz and Shane McMahon. Dear Lord, do not give me The Miz and Shane as a tag team with titles. Don't let them beat the team that was dominant on Raw, then came over to SmackDown, and is now dominant on SmackDown.
You know that's what's going to happen.
In my opinion, there's like... Unfortunately, it's due to booking and stuff, but there's only three top-tier teams between those two brands, and I think it's the New Day, the Usos, and the Bar. And I know they're all on SmackDown right now, so that's clearly saying something. But the Bar was on, you know, Raw that way, and then now on SmackDown has the titles. They need to not lose to The Miz and Shane. In order to, like, because then you're just making a mockery of it, in my opinion. But something surprising, I wonder if maybe the War Raiders would come out. I've been reading that they're, like, cleared, but, like, what if the Bar retained because the War Raiders came out and just destroyed all four of them?
Yeah, but I can't see them bringing them up. Just for
not War Raiders. Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm so
Heavy Machinery.
Bludgeon Brothers.
Oh, Bludgeon Brothers.
Jesus, I'm so yeah. Oh man. That was definitely a blunder.
Yeah, but the thing is, if the Bludgeon Brothers show up, then people automatically feel like Bray's not gonna show up in the Rumble.
That might be true too. I don't know. They've been separated for a little bit, so I guess we'll see. I know I keep saying that, but I mean, what else can we do other than see how it's going to play out? There's a lot of unpredictability right now with WWE stuff where they're trying to change stuff up, and I don't know if they'll like fully embrace that at a pay-per-view too, or if it's just on their weekly TV, you know?
Yeah.
Next up, SmackDown Women's Championship, Asuka versus Becky Lynch.
Asuka.
man, I don't know. Like, I could literally see it going either way. But I think between both these women's titles matches, I think the end game is Ronda versus Becky at WrestleMania 35. But I don't know if that's... I don't know if that's Becky losing this match and winning the Rumble, or if it's Ronda losing the match and winning the Rumble. I don't know. I think the fans would want to see the whole Becky thing happen. But with them wanting Ronda over on SmackDown when the deal comes to Fox, you could do it right now by having Ronda win and go after Becky.
Yeah, but the thing is, the draft doesn't happen to us for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying though, is that we could have Ronda move early, and then you don't have to worry about the draft pick. But
yeah,
I don't know. It'll be like this is the most like dynamically interesting part of the show for me. Not the Rumble. Not that the Rumble's not, but like, it depends on who wins and loses here as to what I think's going to happen in the Women's Rumble. You see what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I'm going to say, I'm going to go ahead just for the sake of being different. And I'm going to say, even though I want Becky to lose, enter the Rumble, and win, just since you think Asuka's going to retain, I'm going to go Becky and see if Ronda's the one that they end up having do it. So, Raw Women's Championship. Ronda versus Sasha.
Ronda.
Sasha. But just for the reasons that we... Just for the reasons that we talked about before.
Oh, okay.
WWE Championship match. Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles.
Daniel.
You think?
Yeah.
What will you do with AJ leading up to Mania?
See, that's the thing. I don't know what to do with AJ, though. That's the only thing. If he was... Well, I'm not going to repeat what my wife just said, but I don't know what they should do with him if he leaves.
What? What was that? Like, I don't know, like, you kind of got mumbled there at the end, I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know what I'd do with him.
Oh.
I mean...
Oh, so that puts it more into perspective of what your wife just said. I see.
No. you don't want to know what she said.
Oh, I already imagined it, and I'm sure now everyone that listens to this will be too. I think your wife has a hard-on for AJ.
Oh my God! Just walk away.
It's gonna be the new thing.
She just said that she wanted him to call her mommy.
Jesus.
Yes.
No. You like Jesus? Literally, let AJ project his Jesus zipper. Isn't that what he called it?
Yeah.
Oh Lord. Anyways.
You're lost.
Huh? Yeah. Now it's not you that's throwing everything off balance, it's your wife.
Yeah. She threw everything off balance.
Anyways, Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Finn Balor.
Yes, championship is a demon, it's Brock.
I keep thinking that at Mania we're finally going to have Strowman versus Lesnar. But I have a feeling now that you can have Strowman versus Lesnar without the title.
Well, yeah.
Because it's been pushed back and everything now. I think you could put that together in an interesting like scenario. Like you can easily do that now without the title, so I think they might surprise us. I think Finn Balor is going to win tonight.
But is Lesnar going to do Mania without a title is the question.
He doesn't need it.
It's not that he doesn't need it. It's that is he going to do it?
A payday's a payday, man.
Yeah, that's true, but he doesn't show up now. He might as well not show up when he doesn't have a title either.
Well, that's what will make it interesting is Finn wins and there's no more automatic rematch challenges. So Lesnar goes on a tear throughout the locker room and he runs into Braun. Boom. There's your story.
If only he works for WWE, he's ready.
Huh?
If he only works for WWE, he's writing.
Right? Anyways, the next match is the Royal Rumbles. I'm hoping that they are the main event.
Well, what was it? Did the men's start early last year and the women's was last?
Yes. Yeah,
just for the sake that I have to go to bed at 9:30, I hope one of them's early.
I don't know. I don't know how they'll structure it. But either way, Women's Royal Rumble, who do you have winning?
Women's?
Yep.
Becky.
You have Becky winning.
Let's pick two to be fair.
Okay.
It's either Becky or Charlotte.
Okay, so I'm going for the sake of my earlier pick to say Ronda, but that's really a placeholder, as in Ronda or Becky.
Yeah.
But if we're not talking any of those in that picture, I'm going to say Ember Moon.
You know, I've thought about that. I thought maybe she would win it, but I don't know.
I mean, guess we'll just have to see.
Maybe exchange of pace.
It would. It would be a surprising. That's why I said with this whole new, like, surprising thing, I guess we'd see. What about for the men's?
Men's, I got mine coming down to three left in the ring.
Okay.
It's Drew, Seth, and Strowman.
Okay.
Just for the sheer fact that Strowman got his thing, his title shot takes away, he's going to be in the Rumble.
That's an interesting theory, especially because he's never announced that he's going to be in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's... Well, I've been saying for a long time that I think it's going to be Drew, and I'm still going to try to stick to that. My second thought is Seth Rollins. If Lesnar wins, I think it might end up being Lesnar versus Rollins at Mania.
Yeah.
But one that I'm going to throw in there, and it's a big stretch because there's been a lot of rumors of him like not being happy with the company and stuff like that, but he's been impressing them, so they might still go with him. I'd like them to sneak Andrade in there.
Yeah.
So I know we were only supposed to do two, but you did your final three. I think I'm also Drew and Seth in that order, and then maybe Andrade.
Okay.
But either way, that was our predictions for the pay-per-view tonight, TakeOver tonight, and the Rumble tomorrow. And as always, thank you for running with us. And we will be back with more news and podcast stuff this upcoming week, as usual. We had some technical issues last week that kind of threw things all out of whack. But yeah, so if you guys agree or disagree, let us know on the Facebook page, let us know on Twitter, let us know here on Anchor. Just give us a shout out, let us know your picks, and we'll talk to you guys tonight.
Yep.